Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Government ramps up supply of 5 kg LPG cylinders to meet demand, says comprehensive measures being taken to ensure uninterrupted fuel supply and safeguard maritime operations. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar discusses West Asia situation with his Iranian and UAE counterparts and Prime Minister of Qatar. India-flagged LPG tanker Green Asha crosses Strait of Hormuz. Air India suspends flights to Israel till 31st of May. US President Donald Trump threatens to destroy Iran's power plants and bridges if Tehran fails to meet his Tuesday deadline to reopen Strait of Hormuz. India sends humanitarian aid and disaster relief materials to Afghanistan following recent floods and earthquakes. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat Chennai Super Kings by 43 runs. And now the news in detail. Government has stepped up the sale of small 5 kg LPG cylinders, which is available across the counter at LPG distributorships on showing valid ID proofs. Government has also said that comprehensive measures are being taken to ensure uninterrupted fuel supply, safeguard maritime operations, and assist Indian nationals amid the evolving situation in West Asia. We have a report.
Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has said that about 6.6 lakh LPG cylinders of 5 kilograms have been sold since 23rd of March after government ramped up supplies to meet demand. Unlike the subsidized domestic cylinders of 14.2 kilogram, the 5 kilogram cylinders are priced at market rates and do not require any address proof for procurement from a nearby LPG distributorship. The ministry said there are no reports of shortages at LPG distributor points with more than 51 lakh domestic cylinders delivered on 4th of April and online bookings accounting for 95% of total demand. The government has emphasized that there is no shortage of petrol, diesel or LPG in the country and urged citizens to avoid panic buying. People have been advised to rely on digital platforms for LPG bookings and refrain from unnecessary visits to distributors. Citizens have also been encouraged to adopt alternative cooking options such as PNG, electric cooktops and induction systems to reduce pressure on LPG demand. On the supply side, refineries are operating at high capacity with adequate crude reserves and domestic LPG production has been ramped up. Additional kerosene allocations have also been made to states to support essential needs. Authorities highlighted strict monitoring and enforcement measures to curb hoarding and black marketing. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Moreover, the Delhi government has imposed a complete ban on the sale of LPG cylinders directly from godowns. A report.
To make LPG more accessible, especially for the people who may not have proper address proof, the government has increased the availability of 5 kg cylinder across the city. To support migrant workers, 11 help desks has been set up at the selected Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited outlets. These desks will guide the people about nearby LPG distributions and how to get cylinders easily. Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said, the government is closely monitoring the LPG supply to ensure there are no disruptions. She advised resident not to visit gas agencies or storage points as all book cylinders are being delivered directly to the homes on time. The chief minister assured resident that LPG supply in Delhi is stable. According to the chief minister office, since 4th April, there were over 1,14,000 LPG booking in Delhi, while more than 1,31,000 cylinders were delivered. This shows that even pending orders are being cleared. It informed that at present, the average delivery time for domestic LPG cylinders stand at 4.24 days, ensuring timely and reliable service for consumers. Aditya Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar spoke to Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and Qatari Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani yesterday. They discussed the ongoing situation due to the West Asia conflict. Dr. Jayashankar also held a phone conversation with UAE Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The Indian-flagged LPG tanker Green Asha successfully crossed the Strait of Hormuz near Iran, marking it another Indian ship to pass through the strategic waterway since tensions escalated in the Gulf region. Iran had closed the strait following the outbreak of conflict with the US and Israel. The route handles about 20% of the global petroleum trade, making it vital for energy supplies. However, despite risks, Indian vessels have maintained strong activity. Amid the ongoing war in West Asia, Air India has suspended its flights to Israel. An Air India official said the airline has suspended flights on the New Delhi-Tel Aviv route till 31st of May. Most of the leading airlines have suspended their operations on the Tel Aviv route, with only Israeli carriers operating under severe restrictions. The Indian mission in Tel Aviv has been assisting those looking to travel through various means. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to destroy Iran's power plants and bridges if it failed to meet his Tuesday deadline to reopen the Strait of Hormuz to all shipping. He repeated an earlier threat to unleash hell, but told the U.S. media there is a good chance of a deal being reached with Tehran. Iran has halted normal transport activity through the vital Strait of Hormuz, leading to skyrocketing global oil prices and fears of higher inflation around the world. More from our correspondent.
Attention is now focused on the approaching deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz following the 48-hour ultimatum issued by Washington. The deadline is expected within hours, raising concerns of possible escalation if no agreement is reached. U.S. President Donald Trump said that there is a good chance of a deal being finalized by Monday, signaling ongoing back-channel diplomacy despite heightened tensions. However, Iran has rejected the ultimatum and warning it will not negotiate under pressure. The Strait of Hormuz remains critical to global energy supplies, with significant portion of the world's oil shipments passing through the narrow waterway. Continued disruption has already triggered volatility in energy markets and raised fears of broader economic impact. The coming hours will be crucial, as any failure to meet the deadline could lead to further military escalation and prolonged instability across West Asia. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Oman and Iran have held talks on easing maritime passage through the Strait of Hormuz as the key global shipping route remains effectively closed amid the escalating West Asia conflict. Officials from both countries met along with technical specialists to explore options for restoring safe navigation through the strategic waterway. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. Welcome to Morning News on Akashvani. India has sent humanitarian aid and disaster relief materials to Afghanistan, which is currently facing a difficult situation due to recent floods and earthquakes. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry said the aid includes kitchen sets, hygiene kits, plastic sheets, tarpaulins, sleeping bags and other essential items. The ministry said India stands in solidarity with the people of Afghanistan and remains fully committed to extending humanitarian assistance and support during this challenging time. Campaigning for assembly polls has intensified in four states and one union territory, with top leaders from all political parties holding rallies to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address three election rallies in Assam today. Mr. Modi reached Guwahati last evening. He will begin his campaign at Bhavanipur Sorbhog in Bajali district. He is scheduled to subsequently address rallies at Hojai and later in Dibrugarh, covering key regions of the state in a single day. In Puducherry, election campaign has entered its final phase and top national leaders are in Puducherry today to intensify outreach and rally support for their party candidates, holding roadshows and public meetings across key constituencies. More from a correspondent.
BJP National President Nitin Navin, who reached Puducherry yesterday, campaigned for BJP candidate R. Selvam at Manavali constituency. He also attended an organization meeting of BJP at its state headquarters. Senior Congress leader and leader of opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, who is arriving today in Puducherry, will attend a public meeting at Annai Thiral in ECR Road, canvassing votes for Secular Progressive Alliance candidates. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will campaign at Thirukkannur in the afternoon. Javana Munnetra Kadagam President and Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin will also campaign at Puducherry in the evening. For Nam Tamilal Kachi, party leader Seeman will campaign for his party candidates at Kalapet, Saram Avaithiral, Annai Salai, Old Bus Stand, Viliyannur and Thavalakuppam. Bibinastad, Akashvani News, Puducherry.
In Assam, polling is scheduled to be held in a single phase for all 126 Legislative Assembly constituencies. Tamulpur is a key political seat under the Darang Udalguri Lok Sabha constituency. More from our correspondent.
The 43 number Tambulpur Legislative Assembly constituency is one of the 126 constituencies of Assam, with polling scheduled to be held on 9th April. Tambulpur, a key constituency in the Tambulpur district, and it is predominantly a rural area. In the current assembly elections, 7 candidates are in the fray. Assam Legislative Assembly Speaker Biswajit Doimari of the BJP is pitted against the UPPL party chief and Rajya Sabha member Pramod Boro. UPPL is a NDA alliance partner. Congress has nominated Rafael Doimari, while JSP has put up Navajit Saranya. There are other 3 candidates also. Following the 2023 delimitation exercise, the Tambulpur Legislative Assembly constituency has witnessed changes in its geographical boundaries and voter composition. According to the Election Commission of India, the constituency has about 2,13,000 voters. Of these, more than 1,07,000 are male voters, over 1,06,000 are female voters, and one is registered as transgender voter. Polling which took place across 250 polling stations. In the 2021 assembly election, a total of 6 candidates contested from the seat. Key contenders included UPPL Jolan Doimari, Bajendra Nath Deka of JSP, and 4 others. The seat was won by UPPL candidate Jolan Doimari. Aminul Haq Joddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
And in sports, in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Chennai Super Kings by 43 runs in Bengaluru last night, chasing a massive target of 251 runs set by RCB. The CSK could manage to score 207, losing all the wickets. In today's fixture, Kolkata Knight Riders will face Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens in Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Anuja. As war leads to worst ever oil supply disruption, OPEC Plus to boost oil output when Hormuz reopens, states the Indian Express. All the dailies have unfolded the rescue operation of the U.S. airmen caught behind enemy lines. Hindustan Times writes, U.S. aviator rescued after tense search. Trump vows hell if strait stays closed. And OPED in the Tribune writes on wars in today's times do not end as they linger, mutate and justify themselves. It says when end blurs and means multiply, conflict ceases to be strategy. It becomes drift. From Chanakya to Clausewitz, strategy was never about endless conflict. It was about purpose, application and termination. If we cannot design how wars end, we will inherit conflicts that never do. No cash payments at toll booths from April 10. FASTag, UPI mandatory, informs the Tribune on its front page. To prevent infiltration and criminal activities, BSF plans crocodile and snake patrols on Bangladesh border as topography makes it difficult to erect physical fences, informs the Hindu. Hindustan Times cites the national capital all set to carry its first official full-fledged three-phase tree census. Describing it as a looming ecological disaster, the statesman writes about Jammu and Kashmir losing its lifelines of water at an alarming pace, with nearly half of its lakes disappearing over the years, according to a CAG report. DigiYatra looks to expand wings, eyes global travel, entering into international travel and small tier 3 cities, writes the Times of India. The Asian Age refers to glimpses of never seen before rare moon photographs taken by the crew of Artemis. And finally, demand for vehicles using clean energy like electric, hybrid and CNG-powered vehicles grows at double pace of overall passenger vehicle sales among Indian buyers, states the Economic Times. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government ramps up supply of 5 kg LPG cylinders to meet demand, says comprehensive measures being taken to ensure uninterrupted fuel supply and safeguard maritime operations. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar discusses West Asia situation with his Iranian and UAE counterparts and Prime Minister of Qatar. India-flagged LPG tanker Green Asha crosses Strait of Hormuz. Air India suspends flights to Israel till 31st of May. U.S. President Donald Trump threatens to destroy Iran's power plants and bridges if Tehran fails to meet his Tuesday deadline to reopen Strait of Hormuz. India sends humanitarian aid and disaster relief materials to Afghanistan following recent floods and earthquakes. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.